This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Asian markets are down today. More on that when we do the numbers. Indonesia is getting the worst of it, dropping 5% 2 days in a row. The BBC's Karishma Vaswani joins us from Jakarta. Hello, Karishma.
Hello.
So we know emerging markets around the world are struggling, but why is Indonesia getting hit especially hard?
Well, Indonesia, Mark, was one of the best performing markets over the last few years. If you'd put your money in the stock market here sometime late last year, you'd be a very wealthy man. But the Indonesian government hasn't fixed the inherent problems within the economy during the time that they had when times were good, if you will. Foreign investors who've pumped money into this market are now looking at it and saying, maybe it's time for us to go elsewhere, the United States, for example. And there have been domestic concerns here as well. Inflation is rising. The government raised fuel prices here a few months ago. So there's a great deal of concern about whether the government here can actually fix the problems that Indonesia is currently facing.
Let's talk quickly about the role Indonesia plays in Asian business. How important is it across the region?
It's important, but it's not as important as countries like Japan, China, or Singapore, for example. Indonesia is pretty much a domestically driven economy, but one of the things that it's helped to provide or supply to the global economy is commodities. Now, as you know, the Chinese slowdown over the last few months has also affected Indonesia because that's one of our biggest customers. And China has been buying up coal from Indonesia to power its own economy, but in recent months, it's not been buying as much. So Indonesia's been doubly hit.
Okay, the BBC's Karishma Vaswani in Jakarta. Thanks very much.
Thank you.